Now, Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has threatened to retaliate against Israel with full force if it launches an attack on Lebanon.
He was speaking at a rally in southern Beirut, where tens of thousands of his supporters had gathered to mark the climax of the festival of Ashura. Shireen Tadros has more.
The commemoration of Ashura for Shia Muslims is seen as a day of mourning. But it's also about the notion of good conquering evil and the importance of fighting injustice rather than surrendering to it. A message Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah says is relevant now more than ever with regards to Israel.
لو شنت إسرائيل على لبنان حربا جديدة.
If Israel wages a new war on Lebanon, we promise we will retaliate, and this attack will change the face of the region entirely.
Inshallah.
Referring to past exchanges of the remains of Israeli soldiers for Hezbollah fighters, Nasrallah indicated he still has bargaining power.
The Israeli army abandoned body parts of their soldiers in our villages and fields. I'm not talking about regular body parts. I'm talking about heads of soldiers, their arms and legs.
The day centered around remembering the death of the Imam Hussein, the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, during a fierce battle. For the tens of thousands of Shia faithful gathered in Beirut's southern suburbs, it could also be seen as a show of solidarity amid uncertain times.
For the Shia, Ashura is about sacrifice. It's about enduring hardship and pain in order to triumph at the end. It's a potent religious message, and in Lebanon, it's an important political one too.
In keeping with the spirit of Ashura, Nasrallah's speech was seen by many here as being about resistance and hope, reaffirming that through unity and cooperation, better times may be ahead. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Beirut.